Welcome back into another season of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN, our weekly high school football pick'em show, where we take a look at eight area high school football games, try to make our predictions and provide a little bit of insight and probably a lot more humor. Same crew with you here once again, Doug Leonard, Jim Field, Matt Mullinex, and myself, Chris Parks. We want to thank the folks at Rush CPA & Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Gonna Win once again here for the 2021 campaign. Doug's our defending champion, 64-15 last year atop the mountain. He was one game ahead of Matt, who finished 63-16. I was at 58-21, Jim at 55-24 last year. Now we'll get to get into a full regular season and everything back a little bit more to normal here this year in 2021. We'll take a look at the first couple of games on our sheet for this first week of the season right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
At Fairway and Atlantic, you'll find exceptional values as well as great customer service. When you step into Fairway, you'll notice their farm-fresh vegetables and fruits in vibrant colors. Plus, they offer only the finest grades of USDA meat and Iowa's Chairman Reserve pork, packaged to your needs, along with name-brand canned goods you know and trust. For great service and quality, shop Fairway, Iowa's most economical food store, 301 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's start off by getting into some eight-man football here as we begin the year. And we've got a matchup of two teams are itching to get in the win column. They both went up zero in the win column last year. Xyra EHK on the road at Griswold. Doug, defending champion, you get to lead the show off. Who's gonna win?
It's a good question. As per usual, my early season preparation amounted to nothing. So, you know, you kind of got to see how the teams are going to do to start out with. But
that's true.
You know, I think Xyra, you know, had a little bit of a down year last year, obviously by their standards. But I don't think you can keep Coach Peterson's teams down very long. You know, Griswold will, I'm sure, counter with their ground game and try to control the ball. But I'm going to take the Spartans on the road.
All right, one for Xyra EHK. Jim, what do you think?
So your preparation hasn't changed. Will that surprise your old teachers?
No. No.
Just ask.
It worked well for him last year. So
that was supposed to be the humor part of the show, but apparently that didn't work out so well either. We got nothing.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Not so much. All right. You asked who's going to win. Well, somebody has to. So that's the good news for one of these teams. I really don't know. I was looking at the early season BC Moore, and they've got like less than 1 point separating the two teams on their prediction. They literally are numbers 57-58 in the eight-man standings, according to them. So nobody really knows for sure. I don't know. I'm going to go with Griswold. This is always the week. The first week of the year on our program is the one where we're not as sure as things get sorted out a little bit, where teams are in some cases, and you make a couple of missteps here and there, and it kind of costs you our season for that giant trophy that we give away. And so you never really know for sure, but, you know, we got to mix this up a little bit, so we're doing it right out of the gate.
All right, one for the Tigers. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I know I spent all last year just contemplating where did I miss that one game. It kept me up for many of nights. I think both these teams obviously looking for that win. Is Grizzly going to get that first win in multiple years here? However, I do think that Xyra HK has a little bit more size, maybe a little more athletic talent than Griswold right here out of the gate. Not to say Griswold is going to pick up that first win this year somewhere down the road, but I'm going to go with Sparty on the road.
All right, another one there for
this
Spartans.
This is a big inter-office rivalry at my place here between my other two associates there. So the fighting had commenced and the name calling was back and forth. So
you gotta close your office door. This
I know
week.
We might. Yes, yeah. Might get ugly.
We got any inner office side bets going on here? Or?
I don't know. I'm glad I'm out of it though. Right.
Yeah, this interesting game, certainly, to start off the year for the two teams after they did struggle last year. Chase Wallace starting to try to get things turned around there in Griswold. It's obviously he knew it was a process. He was getting involved in it, and they've got some work to do. Low on numbers still, and that's always a problem. They do have a couple of guys back in Cameron Brownlee, Cole Swain, that have a little bit of experience. But so does Xyrie HK. They were pretty youth-heavy last year. Trey Peterson will be back. They've got a few other pieces, I think, that are ready to step in and play a little bit bigger roles this year. They've talked positively here during the summer about where they're trending and getting back in the right direction. So I'm going to give the edge here to Sparty to pick up the win here on the road. So it'll be an interesting one. That'll be a game you can watch as well over on Grizz Tiger Vision there here coming up this Friday night. Another one we've got on the eight-man schedule is a pretty good matchup here in week number one. And it's a matchup. Trip to the Dome was on the line the last time these teams met at the end of last season. And it was Fremont Mills who came out on top. And now the Cam Cougars are going to try to counteract that as Cam goes back on the road to Tabor to take on Fremont Mills in a good early season eight-man game. Couple of top 10 ranked teams. Jim, who's going to win?
What's a good question?
You don't have an answer.
Oh, is that all you had? Okay. You know, I see Fremont Mills is kind of favored by about 2 points, so it's kind of a toss-up game. I really desperately want to take Fremont Mills, and I was going to do that as I walked in here, but gosh, I keep thinking that, you know, Cam has been so close so many times over the last few years. They've got some really good holdovers from last year's ball club as well. They didn't lose a ton. And I just have a feeling that even though I think the smart pick is Fremont Mills, I'm going to go the other direction. I think I'm going to go with Cam in this one. I think they're finally going to go out and make a statement right out of the gate this year.
All right, one for the Cougars. Matt?
Yeah, Cam returns quite a bit from the last year there with Colby Rich and the speaker and even up front with some of their linemen, just a really good nucleus to build around. Fremont Mills, obviously, losing Seth Malcolm to the collegiate ranks in there. But, you know, the one thing about Fremont Mills is they've been consistently successful over all the years. So no matter what they've lost, they've always seemed to just have somebody come right into place and fill those shoes. Coach Peterson over there has done a phenomenal job with their program and what they have built over there. But I think I'm going to go with Jim here and go with the Cam Cougars. I think this is just I think they're set to have a pretty decent season here and one that they're hoping, of course, will take them well into November. So we'll see, but a great game out of the gate.
Yeah, certainly an awesome matchup. It was a lot of fun to watch this one at the end of the last season. It ended up being a 30-28 victory there for Fremont Mills, getting a late 2-point conversion that they needed to help them move on to the Dome once again. And Cam was pretty heartbroken, as you would think they would be in that moment. Coach Bauer was pretty emotional after that one. I think he knows what they have coming back, though, here as well, with the same kind of opportunity on the plate. Lane Speaker coming off a 1,700-yard campaign on the ground. They've got a lot of pieces there. Cade Tickner, they've got a lot of guys that can slide in and do multiple things for them in different positions, and I think that's what makes them really dangerous this year. Like you mentioned, Fremont Mills seems to find a way to plug and play. It'll be more Jake Malcolm's turn now to shine, as he'll have to do a little bit more through the air, I think, here for this Fremont Mills team to be successful without Seth running the ball like he did last year. And their defense will be a little bit different without Seth over there also. But they'll be a great team, but I also am going to give the edge here to the Cam Cougars. I think they want to build something special this year, and it starts in week number one, and I think they get it done. Doug?
I got to agree with all you guys. I think the sting of that loss last year, and then with the veterans that they have returning, and then who's under center this year for them?
It's going to be interesting to see where they go with that. I'm not certain how that's going to play out.
Something, maybe something different.
Yeah, Speaker does a little bit of that, but it may be the younger Hensley boy that gets a chance to step in there a little bit too. We'll see. what they just go with.
Yep. So I like the talent all around. They've got some. They've got good size, good linemen up front, and obviously their skill position guys are great. So I'm gonna take Cam.
All right, so that's Cougars across the board, and that's our first two games of the sheet. And we will go ahead and take a quick pause. We'll come back, and we'll start talking some 11-man football here on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
At Fairway and Atlantic, you'll find exceptional values as well as great customer service. When you step into Fairway, you'll notice their farm-fresh vegetables and fruits in vibrant colors. Plus, they offer only the finest grades of USDA meat and Iowa's Chairman Reserve pork, packaged to your needs, along with name brand canned goods you know and trust. For great service and quality, shop Fairway, Iowa's most economical food store, 301 Poplar Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into a Class A matchup here for our first contest with 11-man ranks. This will be our broadcast game this week here as well. We're going to head up to Manning to bring you this one here on the radio and over on KJN-TV. AHSTW is on the road to take on IKM Manning, two teams familiar with each other out of the Western Iowa Conference. Matt, what do you like here?
Well, I like HSTW. Then another team that I'm choosing on the road here. But I think HSTW just has a little bit better nucleus returning from them. Mostly on the defensive side. They'll have a few roles on the offensive side that I think are going to have to get a little comfortable in there. New quarterback in there, some new linemen in there, but they do return one of the running backs and some receivers. So I think just overall, not as they don't have to replace as many as what IKM Manning does. So IKM Manning, new head coach up there. A little bit. He's been an assistant for a number of years, so maybe not quite as much of an adjustment, but I'm still going with the Vikings on the road.
All right. It's one there for AHSTW. It's two teams that had similar outcomes last year. AHSTW ended up having a very shortened year. They missed out on a few weeks due to COVID. So they just had a 2-3 season, 3-6 on the year for IKM Manning. They did not beat last year, but, of course, two programs that are familiar with each other and at least know who the athletes are on each side. HSCW, I think this will be interesting. They've kind of had this problem, I think, the last few years where talent-wise in the skill positions, that's usually not the problem and the issue. It's whether can we get enough guys up front to protect and give those other guys enough time to do their thing. And we'll see if that happens this year for Coach Harris's team. Kyle Sternberg, who's been a talented player on the basketball team, will take over that quarterback spot here for them this year and do some good things. Raiden Groby's been a good receiver for them. They've got some other names that will stand out to you as well that will fill some good roles. IKM Manning does bring back some experience. They've got Cooper Earlmeyer back there, did some running for them last year. Nolan Ramsey will be back at quarterback. He's had a couple of years' experience, and they got a little bit of line experience in there as well. Also, it does sound like a player that had to miss out last year will be back for them this year in Amos Rasmussen. He had a big season 2 years ago for them on the ground. He had an injury last year that kept him out all year, so he'll be back. So it'll be interesting to see how he works back into the mold. This is a really good matchup here in week number one. It's kind of a tough toss-up, and that's how most of the prognostication has been on this matchup as well. I'm kind of leaning, though, here with Matt. I think that those skill guys that have had some success in other sports are going to finally find a way to carry that over into the football season and get things off on the right foot here for AHSTW. So I'm going to go with the Vikings in a close one. Doug.
I'm not going to mix it up much. I agree. I think, HSTW, the program, is not used to losing seasons. And I'm sure that they want to right that ship. And Vikings, a Viking could always defeat a wolf, I would think.
And right the ship, like you said.
Right the ship. I didn't even know I said
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Yeah. So HSTW on the road.
You knew we were going to deliver with that humor at some point.
Yep. If Jim, that's what you call it.
Jim's speechless.
Where else are you going to find this kind of insightful stuff? I mean, yes. Seriously. Well, I'm going the other direction. I kind of liked IKM Manning coming in here. So does BC Moore, and they know more than I do because they're more BC.
There you go.
More. Uh-huh. So anyway, I'm going to go with IKM Manning at home. That's always a tough place to travel to. It's a little bit of a road trip for AHSTW, and I don't like the fact that they didn't play much last year. Yeah. I'm not even sure how much did they even practice last year? They lost some games due to the COVID pandemic. Did they even practice in those weeks where they weren't playing? I mean, losing four games like that you just don't play in a season, that's a lot. I feel bad for the seniors who really got stuck mm-hmm. with the short end of the stick there. But, you know, it's just like you lose a year of development in bringing kids along. So, I don't know. I'm at IKM Manning at home, I think, will be tough.
All right, there's one for the Wolves, and another interesting wrench there for the Vikings as well. They ended up pushing back the start date for school, so they're out this week, but they're still going forward with activities, so hopefully it all works out here well in the long run. We're going to go to a Class A, 1A matchup here, a couple of teams that had pretty good seasons last year, and this will be another interesting one to start the year with. Tri-Center on the road to take on Underwood. I think both teams have some pretty high aspirations here for this year, and I guess I get first look at this one. Tri-Center coming back with Jackson Johnson at the quarterback spot, threw for over 1,400 yards. It did have the propensity to turn the ball over a little bit, though, from last year, throwing 14 interceptions. And then you look at Underwood, and they bring back Alex Ravlin, who stepped in quite nicely at that quarterback spot for them last year and took over that role in good force, 1,900 yards almost through the air, 20 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. They do lose, of course, the track star in Braden Wolin. They'll miss his speed out there in the outside. But they've got plenty of other guys that have some experience, and it just seems like they've started to develop that program into a consistent winner and guys that are ready to step up and fill holes when needed. This will be a good test here in week one for a very highly regarded Underwood team, but I think Underwood pulls it out there at home. I'm going to go with the Eagles. Doug.
Yeah, Underwood's ranked fourth in the Radio Iowa poll this year, I guess. So, you know, coming off the season they had last year, it's not surprising. I'm going to take the Eagles at home.
All right, two for Underwood. Jim?
Yeah, it's three. It's clearly three for me. Underwood's going to be too tough, especially at home. Tri-Center's going to have a nice season, but Underwood's a bigger squad. They're highly thought of. They're even thought of more highly by the BC Moore rankings that put them at number two as opposed to in the power rankings as opposed to the polls. So, yeah, Underwood's going to be tough at home.
All right, Matt?
Yeah, I think most importantly, Underwood returns some of their more athletic linemen up front. And then on the defensive side, some defensive linemen. So I think that's just very tough for them. That's kind of what took them where they were quite a few times last year. So I'm going to go with the Eagles at home.
All right, Underwood across the board there in that one. We'll go to another Class A, 1A matchup, and this is, I guess, another intriguing one. Teams that return a little bit, or at least are highly thought of, as St. Albert goes on the road to take on Trainer. Doug, you get first look here at this one.
Yeah, they're highly regarded as well, St. Albert, I think number two in one of the polls at least. Don't know anything about either one of these teams, but I will after next week, I promise, my fellow radio guys and all my listeners and my fans.
He means both of you.
Yes, all three of you. And one of those is my wife.
I heard.
Well, that's true. It's going to be a good test for St. Albert, I think, to open up the season. But going on the road, I still like St. Albert.
All right, one for the Falcons. Jim.
Yeah, sometimes success breeds success. And didn't they just have a pretty good baseball season?
Yeah, not too bad.
Won a state title, so, you know, there's that. So, yeah, no, I like St. Albert, too. I think they got a lot of good athletes with a lot of positive mojo going on right now, too. I think they're going to get off to a good start.
All right, a couple for St. Albert. Matt?
Yeah, they return the quarterback. Is it Brendan Monahan?
Yep.
In there, but he loses all receivers, all of his running crew. Most of their tacklers are gone. That senior class did a lot for them. Over the last few years here, they really built, even a few years back when they did take their lumps. Depth is going to be a problem for St. Albert. They only have about 24 kids out over there. So I'm going to go with Trainer. Trainer's kind of the same boat, losing Noah James, some of their seniors as well. in there, Sid Schaaf, but I think they're going to have some depth. They got some size up front. You know, they're going to stay true to what they want to do is run the ball and then open things up on you. So, but I'm going to go with the home team, the Trainer Cardinals.
All right. It's one there for Trainer. Yeah, you mentioned Monahan back, put up some pretty good numbers for St. Albert last year, but they did rely on some of those other names that you heard for a long time, Cy Patterson, Connor Cherney, Greg Fagan, a lot of guys that did a lot of things all over the field there for that St. Albert squad. And they got into a jam, they gave it to one of those guys, and they took care of business. Who steps up and fills that role for them now? Trainer did, as you mentioned, lose quite a bit as well, but they return a couple of guys on the ground that can get it done. Caden Miller had over 500 yards. Jackson Schumacher was a young player that got a lot of touches as well. So that'll be their strength. This is it's probably going to be a really close game. I think this will be a really good one here in the opening week. I don't know. I guess I'm going to lean with the previous success as well until it shows otherwise. And I'm also going to go with St. Albert, but I think this will be a good one here in the opening week of action. We're going to go to a Class 2A and A matchup here for our next one as the Red Oak Tigers go on the road to take on the Riverside Bulldogs. Jim, who's going to win?
Riverside. Any other questions?
I don't disagree, but...
That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Riverside's got a pretty good nucleus brought back. Of course, Coach Frayne there, he's kind of got things rolling. And it got them believing in their football program again at Riverside. And they bring back some good pieces, like I said, for them to be successful. And Red Oak, you know, they had some really young kids last year. Started quite a few freshmen and some sophomores in there. So they'll still be young, but they got some game experience. This will be a good game one for them. But I'm still going to go with Riverside.
All right, another one for the Bulldogs. Yeah, you look at that roster from last year for Red Oak, and it's wow, how young can you possibly be? That's what they were. Riverside won this one in easy fashion last year. 45-0 was the final. Austin Krumkowski back at that quarterback spot. He can really sling the ball around there for that Riverside team. And the other strength they have is Rhett Bentley back in the backfield as well. He's a strong runner, well-built kid. He'll do a lot for them as well. It's going to be interesting to see what this Riverside team can do because they took quite a big step, I think, last year on where they felt they were. Can they get any further than that? Because they did lose some other pretty big pieces. You lost Brogan Allensworth, some of the other guys that were big for them defensively last year. So there's going to have to be some other guys that step up if they want to take that next step. But I think they get it done here in this one for sure to start off the year. I'll go with Riverside also. Doug.
I like the momentum and the way that Coach Frayne has been having success now. You know, I think a couple of years ago, maybe 5-4 or something like that, mm-hmm. and then last year 8-2. You know, I think they've got that. They're trending in the right direction. And Red Oak, of course, unfortunately, if success breeds success, losing kind of continues that ball rolling sometimes too. Unfortunately, so Riverside at home.
All right, we're going to go Bulldogs across the board there for that one. We've got two more games left to take a look at. We'll take a quick pause before we do it here on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
At Fairway and Atlantic, you'll find exceptional values as well as great customer service. When you step into Fairway, you'll notice their farm-fresh vegetables and fruits in vibrant colors. Plus, they offer only the finest grades of USDA meat and Iowa's Chairman Reserve pork, packaged to your needs. Along with name brand canned goods you know and trust. For great service and quality, shop Fairway, Iowa's most economical food store, 301 Poplar Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's go to the final two games here on our pick'em sheet this week, and we've got a doozy here. Our next one is Lewis Central, coming off an 8-2 campaign, going on the road to take on a state runner-up in the Harlan Cyclones. Had 11-1 season last year. Matt, who's going to win this opening slobber knocker?
Yes, you bet. Right out of the gate, these two had two big battles last year. Harlan's won three in a row now from Lewis Central. And, I think Harlan has quite a bit more coming back for themselves. They've got Casper Bauer back at quarterback. He threw 23 touchdowns, but did have 19 interceptions. He'll be a junior in there. I'm sure he's going to be much more improved, much more crisp in there. On the defensive side of the ball for Harlan, their top two tacklers in Beaker and Will McLaughlin are back. Casper Bauer, he's got his full onslaught of receivers back. So I think, offensively and defensively, they've got a fair amount back that they'll feel very comfortable with one another. Lewis Central has some pieces to replace, but they've kind of like what we said earlier with Fremont Mills. You know, they just kind of have those pieces that continue to rebuild. They've got enough depth. They get enough experience over the years that they come right in. So Cam Rand will be at quarterback for them. He's got a couple of good receivers in there, Humpel and Lofton, that he'll be looking at. And these two teams just get after. They just mutual respect of we're going to get after each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Harlan, though.
All right. One for the Cyclones. This is a lot of firepower back here for Harlan and quite a bit back as well for Lewis Central, but maybe, like Matt said, not quite as much. They do have some positions where they're going to have to change things up, especially that you look at that running back category. They lost a lot last year there for Lewis Central on the ground. You've got two outstanding defensive players here, Hunter Deo and Will McLaughlin, that are moving on to the D1 level that have had terrific careers so far, and I'm sure they're looking to put a big stamp on it here again this year. But you just look at that receiving core and the way that pass game worked for Harlan last year, having a guy like Connor Frame and Aiden Hall back again for Casper Bauer to throw to, I think it's too much. I'm going Harlan Cyclones here in this one. Doug?
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in you, Chris. Didn't mention where they
were. Well, I didn't want to be too...
I don't want to get that
slant
going
early. I mean, yeah, we got a couple weeks left.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Future Cyclone players in McLaughlin and Deo. But I thought I even heard what did McLaughlin play tight end last year or something?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. But they're so stacked this year, he's not even playing offense.
Yeah.
Which is saying something for a player of his caliber. So, in LC, I mean, they keep reloading as well. But I'm on the Harlan Cyclone train for now.
All right. Three for the Cyclones. Jim?
It seems like every year this game is a close game until the last couple of minutes and something happens just late to break it open.
Yeah.
One way or the other. And it just kind of seems like they just play square with each other until there's a mistake or a defensive, play that comes up and just turns things around. These two teams are so closely matched when you look at some of those early season power rankings and things that it's basically just a toss up between the two. It is at Harlan. I'm going to go with Harlan. I was going to go with Lewis Central coming in here, but I'm going to stick with Harlan because they're at home. It's a pretty tough place to go win anyway.
Can't let Doug get that advantage like he did last year. How many Harlan Limmers did Dougie come out with last year? Three or four? Yeah.
Can't pick against the Harlan Cyclones in football. I mean,
he only needed one, right, Matt?
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Yeah, he only needed one of them.
All right. Final pick here on the sheet this week, a Class 3A matchup this year. Both these schools going to be it's a 3A, 4A matchup. I wrote that down wrong because Glenwood's actually in 4A. But Atlantic jumping back up into the Class 3A once again here this year, and they'll be at home at the Trojan Bowl to take on the Glenwood Rams here this season. Interesting because you looked at this a while back and you thought, well, these teams may not play. Who knows when ever again, but things change and back into different classes for each of them, and they get the chance to play here to open up the year. Glenwood and Atlantic have some work to do to replace some big production from last season. Atlantic, of course, a lot. You're replacing 16 to 17 starters, depending on how you look at it, here for the Trojans last year. They do bring back some experience in important spots. Garrett McLaren and Caden Anderson at that quarterback spot that can do some nice things. Dayton Templeton got some action, and Ethan Sturm, of course, without injury, would have been a consistent starter for them as defensively as well. There's some nice pieces there for Atlantic, and I think they'll start to get things going and surprise some folks along the way. Glenwood brings back some guys in the backfield. They kind of split between Brock Sell and Tate Mayberry last year with injuries bouncing back and forth, and both of them did some nice things down the stretch. They do have some running experience back for them as well, C.J. Carter. They lost a lot of their guys up front and some of the defensive standouts from last season as well. But Coach Faust has found a way to kind of get that same mentality going down there in Glenwood as well, of next man up, fill in the void, and continue to have successful years. This will be a good game and a good test. I just think Glenwood has a little bit more coming back in those important experience spots. When you're replacing so much to start the year and you're taking on a team that's got a little bit of experience, it makes it a little tough. So I'm going to go with the Glenwood Rams here, and it should be a good game. Doug?
Yeah, you know, it'll be fun for Atlantic to see who steps up. You know, I mean, they've got, had a great group of seniors last year, had awesome amount of success, four or five shutouts in a row they pitched. I mean, really played well, and then, you know, and they had the personal tragedy going on last year, too. So that's kind of all wiped clean. Everybody's starting fresh. And I'm sure that those kids that had some success or watched the upperclassmen do well, they want to step up and make their own names, basically. So, yeah, Glenwood's always tough, you know, and Atlantic always loves to play Glenwood, and if possible, beat Glenwood, of course. So, you know, it's going to be a big challenge, but I'll be excited. I'm excited for Atlantic to see how they do, and I'm just going to keep going with the Trojan momentum from last year. I'm going to take Atlantic.
All right. One for the Trojans. Jim?
All right, very good. Well, yeah, I think it's going to take a little longer as the season percolates for Atlantic to figure out what and who they are. But there's a lot of excitement around Glenwood with this football team. They had a nice season last year, and I think there are a lot of folks are pretty high on them and having a nicer season this year. So I just think they have a little more experience and seasoning right now than what Atlantic has. So I'm going to take Glenwood on the road.
All right. Matt?
Well, I think both these teams are in the same boat with returning so many or having to replace so many seniors that they lost and very important players in there. They kind of bring back some similar places, and where they lost were similar. So they just really mirror each other quite a bit across some thing. Glenwood, I think one of their things is they don't have that large line that they've been used to in the past coming back. So they'll, you know, they're very athletic, but they just don't have that size. They're not going to be road graders up front like what they've kind of had in the past. I think their defense is probably a little bit more susceptible to some things in there. You might see Atlantic try to use the pass, open up the run a little bit in there, so that might be an option for them. But I think overall both teams are really excited about getting this first game going. You know, for Atlantic, they know that they're the defending district champs, maybe in a jumping up a class, but at the end of the day, like Doug said, they still have some momentum. These kids were part of, you know, conference titles in other sports. Even from this junior class, were leaders in there as well. So they've got that experience as well as far as competing. So going with the Trojans at home.
All right, we're going to split it up there between the Trojans and the Rams there in that one. So that'll be it for week number one. We appreciate you joining us. Once again, thanks to Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you another year of Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
At Fairway and Atlantic, you'll find exceptional values as well as great customer service. When you step into Fairway, you'll notice their farm-fresh vegetables and fruits in vibrant colors. Plus, they offer only the finest grades of USDA meat and Iowa's Chairman Reserve pork, packaged to your needs, along with name-brand canned goods you know and trust. For great service and quality, shop Fairway, Iowa's most economical food store, 301 Poplar Street in Atlantic.